What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of the 4 Years Live Podcast Show. Still going on. The new Batman movie. We're going to be talking about that. And some Star Trek. And Star Wars. And other things that are going on. Everybody seems to play. Well, it's a life lesson cause that game is head state. Get that cup of coffee. Go get everything you do. And listen to the 4 Years Live Show. Also, be running live every now and then. And that's still the baddest podcast out there. We've been going up in ratings. We've been doing good. On the live version, you'll be hearing music and I'll be playing music and I will be talking live. We'll come check the chat room, talk about Ukraine, talk about the new Batman movie, talk about Star Trek, talk about anything you want. But just come. All the people around the world, United States, all 50, it's time to talk. Mr. Whitlock, Corey Whitlock, get ready. We go. Welcome to another edition of the 4 Years Live Podcast Show. Oh, situation in New Ukraine is still going on, and things are just getting very dang, getting out of hand, you know? Just hope everybody start praying for the people out there. Just keep it real, people. Just remember, this thing could be going up. An elevation, and it just don't look really good. And it's the hope the week that things will get better, and just hope things get better on the weekend and we can see where things go. Maybe they will probably figure something out, you know. this plan, this stupid Android phone, this crazy phone. No. Things just getting really bad, and I just hope things get better. And a new week is about to begin, and hopefully they can work something out in Ukraine, and things can get back to normal. I just hope people realize here in America how gifted and blessed we are, you know. And if you don't know that, then I don't know what to tell you. Really don't. I mean, pray for the people. You know, pray for the people. And that you should just trying to get this echo out, but it seems like I can't, and I don't know what to do with it, so I'm just going to leave it alone. You're just going to have to live with the echo, because that's the only thing that I, sorry. So, that's what's going on right now. The situation in the Ukraine, and and talk about the new Batman. Anybody seen the new Batman movie? It looked good. It looked really good, but to my opinion, this is just my opinion. And I love Batman and all of them. I love the super friends and stuff. I love superheroes and all. But why they just keep making different Batmans? You know? Just go make another. Just make the same Batman. You're trying to be like James Bond. I mean, use different actors, making different movies, and you're trying to, I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but you made more Batman than you did Superman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Well, we got two Wonder Woman movies out. I'm wondering if we're going to get another Superman movie. If we're going to get another Aquaman. Who did Daredevil? Are we going to get another Daredevil? The same guy that played Batman played Daredevil too. So I wonder if we're going to get another Daredevil. That was a good movie. Ben Affleck. That's his name. Ben Affleck. He played Batman and he played the Daredevil. And we need another Daredevil movie. I mean, that's from DC Comics. And we just need another Batman movie. I mean, another different movies from DC. DC Comics. We just need another movie from the DC Comics, you know. And so, how many of y'all think that they're going to do another Justice League? I like the first Justice League, and a lot of people complained about it, but I like the first one. You know, it's pretty good, you know. It was really, really good. I really like it. So, that we need another Justice League, and we need another Superman movie. Seventy-oh-one Ricertown Road. 7001 Reisertown Road. So I'm trying to put this thing in so I can go wash my clothes tomorrow, and it won't go in. I'm trying to pick a location to pick me up. They'll be in my house. Stay with me, people, until I finish this, and I'll be right with you to talk more. Just go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and leave your comments, and go to Speak, and listen to me live, or download the people. Download the P-Court. And you can get a live broadcast of me So, people, just go see the Batman movie. go ask them to make another Justice League. All your Batman fans and all your Superman fans and Aquaman and all. But I like to see another Daredevil movie. That's me, you know. It would be cool. It would be really cool to see that again. I think that to go see another Daredevil movie, and it's going to be really cool. So my ride is set, and you gotta get up. But I'll get up. Be my last day. Come back, sleep back in, hang out with my girls, you know, and early today, Jessica, she wanted to go. Tell mother that she want to go back with her mother. But I just told her she want to go back. She can, you know, and but that's, she's 18. But yeah, we had a dead little problem this morning. And working on getting my apartment, and just a couple weeks away, we got her birth certificate. Got me a new computer. It came yesterday. Jessica's birth certificate came yesterday. And look like things is rolling. But that little hiccup that we had is today. Hopefully we don't have it no more. But, you know, it get like that sometimes, you know. And by the end of the day, they was okay. Everything was okay then. And it's peaceful now. Just they like that. So we'll see what the next 3 weeks and the days to come will bring. But I'm happy with this new IMAX computer. I mean, it's a little old gram, but I got it for like $95 on eBay, and it works perfectly, upgraded and everything, and it's up on my new desk and everything, just like I dreamed of it, you know. I dreamed of having a big computer, a desktop computer, and 3 laptop computers, so I can do my show, and now I just gotta get the right microphone, so I won't have no echo or nothing. I'm sure my fans will deal with it until I do get another phone or find a way to get this echo out. So to then, just have to deal with this echo, people. I'm sorry. Had it in the laptop computer too, so it got to be something that I'm doing wrong. I mean, it can't be in all the computers. But anyway. That's that. But I'm so glad that I got my new Apple computer. And hopefully all the people who got Apple iPad, got Apple Podcasts, what they call iPodcasts, all of y'all on iPodcasts, probably now, hopefully, can listen to my show. I'm trying to get that together now. And I got promoters who do Apple, and hopefully they can promote me on the podcast now, because I got an Apple account now, Apple I account, and hopefully I will be able to get Apple iFans. I guess that's what they call y'all, huh? And the more more audience I get, the better ratings I get. The more platforms I'm on, the better ratings I get. So, I'm sure y'all get the picture. But in my third season, I'm going to get myself, like, I renew myself for at least four more seasons. So, that will be four, five, six, seven. And I might release myself for another 10 seasons. And maybe go for 20 seasons or more. But we'll see that. We'll see what it brings. Hopefully I'll be in my new apartment and won't hear that much noise outside. And I will be able to close my door and do my show and everything. And just have fun, you know. Maybe I can get my kids on the show too. You know, that would be cool. I mean, it would be really cool to have all the kids on the show and have them talk, you know. I'll try to do that. The three that I got, Michael, Ash, and Jessica, and we'll talk. But I want to wait until I get in my new apartment and then do that. And then probably get a new, like a new mic and everything. So it won't have this echo sound, nothing. I've been said that back in the day. So all your iFans who just joining me, and if I'm connected to the Apple Podcasts, I'd just like to say hi to all my Apple fans, and hopefully I'm getting some, and hopefully I'm connected to them. But anyway, I'm just cool. I'm really cool. And I'm just so grateful, so blessed, and all, everyone. And just ask everyone to pray for the world, you know. Just pray for the world and see where we going, you know. Hopefully we're leading ourselves to a good place. And I just hope that things will get situation in Ukraine. The reason I keep talking about this and bringing it up because it's really important. But talking about Batman, talking about Ukraine, but Putin, I just hope somebody get him. I mean, if they don't punish him, God will punish him for what he did. I mean, he killed people. Even on his side, his soldiers, he killed people. He got blood on his hand. So I hope he recognized that he got blood on his hand. And a lot of people just don't like that. You know, just don't like that. It's not cool, Putin. It's not really cool. It's the 21st century. You just can't go and invade another person's land. You know, that's just not cool. But, you know, some people are just so evil, so demanding, so dark. And that's the way they are, you know. That's just the way they are and the way they are going to be. They just going to have that way. And it's just a shame, you know, just shame. And a lot of people in Russia support him. That's surprising. That's the most surprising thing, you know. They support him. Wow. That's wow. That's all I can say. Wow. It's outrageous, you know. Really outrageous. That you just can go into another man's land and just do whatever you want. And just take over. and hurt innocent people, run people out of their homes and place to live and work and all. Those Ukrainians, they was at peace, man. It was a peaceful country, and they was just minding their own business. And then Russia decided just to go and invade. But I think Russia is trying to do something else. I think they're trying to force us into a war. You know, they itching for war. They itching for war. They want war, and that's why they're going to invade Ukraine and see what the United States and all the Western world are going to do. Because they itching for a fight. And we're not giving it to them. You know? I mean, they signed so many peace treaties and stuff like that to not have a war against each other. You know? That's what the United Nations was created for. You know? So we won't go to war no more. And China and Russia don't get that. They should join the United Nations to be united. You know? Stop this evilness of the world. We don't want this evilness. We must be united, not only about the environment and everything else, but it's about the whole world, saving the whole world in peace. I mean, this planet is big enough for everyone to work together to rebuild it and refreshing it back up. Plant trees and stuff like that and give us air to breathe and stuff like that. I mean, if Russia and China do their part, this world will reduce itself, you know, just like our bodies repair itself. The earth will repair itself. And we can see great things again. We can see polar bears having babies again. The North and South Pole being freeze again. We can get more snow again, you know. And we probably can get snow on Christmas again. But we need the countries around the world to understand you gotta stop polluting. You gotta stop these things, you know. But they just want to do what they want to do, you know. And the president of China and the president of Putin, the president of Russia is sorry. They're very sorry. Evil campaign people, you know. I mean, this do your duty, you know. Do your duty as a countryman. You're the president in your country. And you gotta breathe the air. You should want to save the earth. You should want to do things, save the environment and stuff. You know, you have to live here. You know? Why you want to go to another planet and destroy that planet? Because you don't want to contain this planet and you want to go to another world and destroy that? I don't get it, you know. I really don't get it, you know. It's crazy. And people, people of the world, y'all gotta wake up, including the United States. You gotta wake up. Wake up. Just wake up. People who don't see this, wake up. Get outside. Start cleaning your neighbors, your sidewalks, your streets. Get in a community cleanup ordination. Plant trees. Cut grass. Run a little bit of electricity now and then. Cut off the stuff that you don't use. I mean, I should practice what I speak, you know, because I got a lot of stuff hooked up and everything. And, you know, but it's not only me, but save electricity and save water and stuff. Cut water off. Don't run the water that much. Just do your duty, you know. And the more we do, the more we can save this planet. I mean, this planet is not only the human race. It belongs to animals and all that stuff. you know. And I know some people around the country and around the world is doing their part, you know. I see a lot of animals being abused. We got an organization to take animals in when they abuse. We see polar bears on TV to get to the polar bears so we won't lose them. They won't vanish. We got people killing elephants. We got that on the organization to save the elephants before they vanish out of the world. It's just so much to do. And just instead of going to war, there's so much to save. I mean, why go to war and there's so much to build back up here on the planet, you know, instead of destroying people and destroying stuff like that, making the planet more unhealthable. Russia, that's all you're doing. Instead of trying to save the planet, take your troops, give them to plant trees and stuff like that. It's not punk. It's not nothing wrong with that. No. You're saving the environment. You know? Do more for your people in your country. You know? And instead of going to war, I mean, who do that now? Who goes to war now? You know? War is an ugly thing now. Some countries don't even think about it no more. You know? And Russia and China and whoever else still think about that bullcrap. You're going to hell, you know? I'm going to just say it. You're going to hell. You know? Most other countries don't even think about that. Of course. Spain, France, Germany, America. Sometimes they don't agree with things, but they don't pick up a gun and say, hey, we come to raid your country because we don't agree with that. You better change that or we're coming to raid your country. You know? You don't see Germany saying, hey, America, we're going to war with you again if you don't change your ways. You know? You don't see we're going to Africa and telling them what to do because Africa got a lot of problems, still got a lot of problems too. And other countries too, in South America. But we don't go invade that country. You know, Mexico got a lot of drug lords, but we don't go invade that country saying we're going to take South America. No. I mean, it's just up in the 20th century and 19th century and 18th century. 16th century, that's the things they did, not here in the 21st century. I mean, we're trying to build ourselves better and go farther in the 21st century. We're trying to make the planet better for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and stuff. We don't take our machines and destroy each other and make the planet more unhealthable and all. But some countries, like the big countries, China and Russia, just don't get it. I mean, it's not the whole country. It's not all the people in the country now. It's just some eggheads that got yolk in their head. Instead of brain in their head, just got a bunch of yolk and a bunch of bag of water, bull crap, shit. You know? And that's what they are. And they're evil, they're dark, they're selfish, and they don't care about nobody. And the people who run that country, the president of China and the president of Russia, don't care about nobody. They probably don't even care about themselves or their families. Because if they did, they wouldn't start nuclear wars. They wouldn't start nuclear weapons if they care about anyone. But they don't care. They just don't care. You know. I just get my opinion, people. Like I said, you can join me live when I go live and get your opinion, chat with me. So just go to Speak. Find me on the Corey Whitlock show, type in Corey Balak Show, and just give your opinion, okay? I might go live when I come back from washing clothes tomorrow, and we can talk about this. I mean, I'm really going to keep talking about this one every episode and stuff, you know? Because it needs to be talked about, and it just needs to be. So, let's get into Star Trek. You know, Star Trek is Star Trek Discovery coming up on its last few seasons, last two episodes. Picard has already started, and I love the new Picard, the second season of Picard, because I think it's going to be another Star Trek TV series. And I think that new captain of the Stargate, of the USS Stargate, I think that crew going to have a TV show. I mean, just look. They did it for Captain Picard, Captain Piper, when he helped Discovery. And they gave him their own TV show, right? So, why not the USS Stargazer and his crew? Why can't they get a TV show? You know? I mean, let's keep it in Picard timeline, keep it in Captain Kirk timeline, you know? And maybe we get a show between Discovery time or after Discovery. You know, we might get a show after that. But I definitely know that we're going to get Star Trek Academy, and we're going to get Star Trek Section 31. So, in the future, we might get Star Trek Stargator, USS Stargate Gator. Who knows what they're going to plan with that crew. I mean, it looked like a really good crew when I saw that, when I saw the episode of Picard. Now, I haven't watched Picard on my new computer yet, but I'm going to. I think that's going to be really cool. Watch Picard on my new computer, hook it up to my speaker, and just sit back and watch Discovery and Picard. I think I'm going to do that right after the podcast. And I think Discovery might get a movie too. I keep hearing about that every now and then. So I'm looking for a future, in the future, that Discovery going to get a movie. That's going to be really cool. There's some things they can't do on TV, but they can do in the movies. You know, and some things they just can't show on TV, but they can show in the movies. And if Discovery get a movie, that's going to be really cool, guys. Just look at the great effect, special effects and CGI they doing on TV. Just imagine they do a movie with Discovery. That mess going to be looking really good. And we haven't got a good movie from Star Trek TV show to Star Trek movie. We haven't seen the crew went from TV to movie in a while, since Next Generation crew. So, who knows? Who knows? It might happen. And maybe, just maybe, they might find a way back to the timeline. In the movies, they said in the TV show, there's no way back. But, just remember, Voyager found a way back. You know? And maybe in the future, they might get back. And they might make a couple Discovery movies. In the last movie, they might go home. They might see Spock waiting for them. Waiting for Captain Michael Burnham. They might see her mother waiting for her. Her and Spock, you know. And maybe her father. Her stepfather. Her adoptive father. Saren. And his wife. And Spock. And Michael Burton's mother. They might do that, you know. When they come back. Who knows? They say they can't go back. But, you know, in Star Trek, science fiction, they say one thing, they go back and look at it again, and they'll find a way. Nope. That's how many times Star Trek, the people died in Star Trek. Kirk, all of them died in Star Trek. Came back alive. Spock, he died. Came back alive. I mean, so I really think they're gonna find a way back home, you know. They're gonna find a way back home, cause Section 31, you know, it's something about Section 31 and Discovery, and maybe Discovery movie, that this crew is gonna find a way back home. Just keep watching. Just keep watching what Paramount and Viacom and CBS going to do. Just keep your eyes. Watch the Easter eggs, people. Because I really think they're going home in the future. I think they're not going to stay in this timeline. I really think this one. And I think it was talk about it in the writing room. And Discovery writing room, that they might go home if they get a couple movies. They might go home. You know, who knows? I might get them ideas. I might get these writers some ideas. Who knows? I don't know. Like I said, in Star Trek and Star Wars, anything is possible. And just think about it, fans. Just think about it, Discovery fans. You know. If they get a movie, they said they can't go home in the TV, but if they get a movie, they say they get like 3 movies and that's it. 3 movies. Do really good. And Paramount give them 1 more movie. They're going to find a way home. They're going to find a way back home. It's not going to be on the TV show. It's going to be in the movies, guys. If they get a movie. Even though the J.J. Abrams movies is different in the Calvin timeline, whatever they call it. No, but I'm talking about the timeline where the regular timeline, the timeline that we know. But it's really cool. It's really cool how they do things. It's really confusing how they do things too. I mean, you really gotta scrabble your mind about this. It's amazing. This I just say they're gonna get a movie. I just put it like that. They're gonna get a movie. And they're going to find a way home. I think I would think about this every season 2. These people, they're going to find a way home. This is how good the crew are. This is how good Captain Michael crew is. They're going to find a way home. And find a way back. Or they might even stay there. Because they already made a life there. So who knows, they might even stay there. Make a couple more movies and stuff. Or they might make another TV show where some of the crew get their own TV show or go on another TV show just like Commander Wolf did. You know? Soon they get everything together and Starfleet get back on his feet and go back to Earth and everything, and then things start going well, they should. They might get another TV show in that timeline where we might get some standalone episodes. You might see Captain Michael being an admiral. You know? And as time goes on, you might see 3 more Star Trek episodes in that timeline, in Discovery timeline. And like I said, In the Star Trek Picard timeline, we might get the Stargazer, and we might see some Star Trek people come back, like Lieutenant Commander Geordi, Lieutenant Commander Worf. They're not lieutenants no more. And they ranks and rise and everything, but we might see that, you know, might see this crew in the future. And in the Star Trek, Picard, Star Trek, Kirk, and Christopher Piper timeline, we might get, you know, we might get another Star Trek Captain Kirk and his crew. I mean, I'm thinking they're coming up with a lot of stuff. We might get Phase 2, and they might do between when the movie timeline, when we saw them in the movies with the white outfits on. So they might do that timeline with Captain Kirk and all. And it might be an annual. It might be set after the motion picture and before Star Trek, the Wreck-It Khan. So we might get something between those movies and the TV show. And who knows? Maybe we might get something in Captain Archer time. 80 years before Captain Picard, and I mean 80 years before Kirk and Christopher Pike. And we might get something in that timeline. You might see the crew or the Enterprise of the Enterprise TV show. Might get to see them again. You know, that would be cool. That would be really cool to see them back on TV again and all. And I would just love to see Voyager crew, and I would just love to see Voyager crew back together, and I just would definitely love to see the Space Nine crew back together before they get old and all, before we lose any more Star Trek cast. I would love to see this crew, especially Alvin Brooks, come back and play Captain Sisko. If you listen, Mr. Brooks, we love you, okay? We love you, and you had the best series of the franchise, okay? Deep Space Nine was the best series of all the series. You had the best. And I'm telling you and your crew, your cast members, and the people who work on Deep Space Nine, y'all had the best show. Even though Discovery is already the show, you had the best show to this day. But hopefully, I would love to see y'all in the movies too. That would be cool too. Be really cool. So, let's talk about, you know, this movie they're about to be making, J.J. Abrams and Star Trek IV. In the Captain Somebody timeline. You know, the J.J. Abrams, Kirk, whoever timeline it's supposed to be, Star Trek IV. I just hope this is going to be a good Star Trek. You know, hopefully they ain't wasting their money for this. We heard a lot of people coming back for this. I don't think the other two who played Spot and Kirk is coming back. But hopefully they will. Hopefully. Just pray that they will. But I think other cast members already signed up. And who knows? We'll just wait and see. They probably start filming it in 2023. I mean, I think the movie is supposed to be released in 2023. And they're supposed to be filming sometime this year. So we'll see who's coming back. I hope the lady played Uhura come back. Because she's sexy. Because I know we got a sexy new her and Strange New Worlds. I mean, she's sexy too. You know, so the one to play Uhura and the J.J. Abrams Star Trek. I mean, she's hot. That's why I love that. So guys, it's time to go. Thank you for listening. SSO, SSA, the show is about talk about anything, talk about nothing, talk about this. And the microphone that I got from Amazon do work because I got an Apple computer. Apple computer can do anything. And Windows computer can do. Can do more better. And that's why this worked. And that's why this didn't work on the Crown computers or the Windows computers. Because the iMac computer is one of the best built computers ever. So get yourself an iMac computer, a notebook, whatever. Make sure it's Apple. Windows 10 is good, but get an Apple iMac, Apple notebook. You won't go wrong, believe me. So as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Myra, and we love you. May the force of God be with you. Live and prosper. Long and prosper. Pray for Ukraine. Pray for Russia. Pray for the world. Everyone around the world, have a great night. Sleep tight. Everyone around the country, be safe. Put down your hate. Put down your guns, gang members. Stop the shooting in the streets. Stop the shooting at each other. Give peace a chance. And we love you. And we'll see you on the next episode of the Koi Wila podcast show.